Unit 9. The Joy of Travel.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and choose the appropriate answer for each item.
Good afternoon. I'd like to book 2 return air tickets from Istanbul to Athens, please.
Certainly. When are you travelling?
We want to take the flight tomorrow afternoon and come back Friday afternoon.
First class or economy class?
Economy class.
2 adults?
Yes.
And your name is?
Almar. A-L-M-A-R.
Initials?
M-H.
And the other passenger?
P.J. Almar.
On the 11th and the 14th, did you say?
That's right. Do we have to change planes?
No, it's a direct flight. Here are your tickets, Mrs. Almar. These are for the outward journey from Istanbul to Athens on flight SN862 at 17:50 on July the 11th. And these are for the return journey, Athens to Istanbul on flight SN863 at 15:10 on July the 14th. Don't forget to be at the airport 45 minutes before departure time.
Thank you. Do you accept credit cards?
Certainly. Thank you. That's TL6796. Could you sign here, please? Thank you very much.
Thank you. 1. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 2. How many people are going to Athens? 3. How will the woman go to Athens? 4. What's the woman's full name? 5. When will the woman go to Athens? 6. How long will the woman stay in Athens? Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen again and fill in the following table with the information you have learned from the dialogue.
Listening 2. Exercises 1.
Directions. Read the statements below. Then listen to the conversation. Stop at the end of each part. Put T in the space provided if the statement is true, and F if it is false.
Alex, a young Englishman, is staying in New York with Linda, a friend of his. He is only there for 2 days and wants to see as much as possible. He is talking to Linda about the most interesting places.
So, what are you going to do while you're here?
Well, I don't know much about New York, really. You know, just the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty. You tell me.
You've just got 2 days, right? You're going to be pretty busy if you want to see all the sights.
I'm planning to start early tomorrow morning. What should I do first?
I think you should start with the Empire State Building. It's not the highest building now, but the view's just beautiful in the morning when it's clear and fresh. You have to do that.
It sounds great. I'll definitely do that. Which is the highest building in the city now?
The World Trade Center building. But you should go there at night for the view. There's a bar up there and you can relax and look at the lights of the city. It's wonderful.
Right. Part 2. What else do you recommend?
Well, it depends on what you like. Art, shopping, theater?
Well, not shopping particularly. But I'd like to see an art gallery or two.
Oh, then you must go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is just enormous. You could spend 2 days there. That's by Central Park, so you can take a walk through Central Park at the same time. But not after dark, remember. It's dangerous then.
Right. Part 3. What about the Statue of Liberty? I must see the Statue of Liberty.
Well, There are different ways to do that. You can take a tour by boat. That stops so you can get out and climb up to the top.
Yeah.
Or the cheap way is just to take the regular Staten Island ferry. That's not a tourist boat, so it doesn't stop. But it passes right by.
No, I think I'll be a tourist and climb up to the top.
All right. Well, there's another interesting trip in the same area to Ellis Island. There's a big museum all about the immigrants who arrived there. That's pretty interesting.
Yes. I'd definitely like to do that too.
Sure. But you're going to be pretty busy. You won't be able to do that in one day. It's a long way, you know.
Really? How far is it?
5 or 6 miles at least.
Is it? I've got no idea where these places are. Have you got a map, perhaps?
Sure. I'll go and get it, and you can plan your route.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the conversation again. Work in pairs and role play a dialogue between a Chinese guide and a foreign tourist. Choose a city in China as a setting. The guide should find out what kind of things the tourist is interested in and give advice about the best places to visit.